Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question, amazing biblical question for this week. Do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? Amazing self-examination question. Know thyself question. What is it? We have every way that you can support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. You can watch and support the show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just got to go and do what you got to do, since you're of the world, you got to go and be deeply into it. Instead of being home and being quiet and doing what you got to do, you can podcast the show and yet listen to it on your phone, no matter where you are and what you're doing. Even if you're over in Iran, fighting the war, you still can listen to the show out on the battlefield by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. Excuse me, and to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday. And you notice Punchy is sitting here on his horse, right? That's the first sign that it's Tuesday. Whenever you see Punchy on the horse, it's Tuesday, which means it is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
Dog?
Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. Know thyself. You and only you, male and female, are responsible as adults. Your parents are responsible for you until you become adults. But you and only you are responsible for you. You can make the decision to live in your hell, your misery, your worries, your doubts, your sadness, your loneliness, all of your false identities of who you think you are, your resentments, your anger. You and only you are in control of that. You can stay in it, or you can rise above it and be done with it. It's up to you, and no one is to blame. No one is to blame. And you're in it because you want to be in it. I realize some stuff about human nature, and I counsel a lot of folks every day by phone, Skype, or walk-ins, and you can make a, if you need family intervention counseling anywhere in the world, you can go to rebuilderdemand.com, rebuilderdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND, all right? 800-411-2663. And in dealing with people for 35 years, as I am understanding and overcoming as well, I realized that I've noticed a lot about human beings. And I want you to know, until human beings, male and female, decide that they want to be free, they are pure evil. And I don't know if they know when they don't know it. And some of them do know it, but they don't want to overcome. They love their misery, and they love inflicting misery upon others. But one thing I know amongst many things, have you ever noticed within yourself and within others, have you ever paid attention to yourself? Because what you see in yourself, you're going to see it in others. You may overcome, but they won't unless they are seeing it within themselves, right? But have you noticed amongst many situations, aspects of human nature, which is evil, have you ever noticed, pay attention to this. This might seem minor, but it's so deep. It's so deep that it's profound. Profound. Big word for me. I'm black. You black. That's a white word. Profound. That's so profound. Have you ever noticed? And you probably have. I don't know if you have. But have you ever noticed that in your family, in your relationships, whatever ship it is, in your whatever, in your different organizations, in your different churches, clubs, whatever you may belong to, war or for against, have you ever noticed that when someone is against something or someone, they get mad at someone or something, and they come to you about it, or they talk about it, or that's how they feel about it. If you don't get mad, or if you disagree with them and don't go along with them, they get mad at you for not agreeing with them and not going along with them. They attack you. An angry person will attack someone else if you're not angry at their cause along with them. Have you ever noticed that? For example, mothers hate children, fathers. The mother get angry at the children and want to destroy the children because the children love their fathers. Or, oh, a good example is this conflict over in Iran right now with the United States, Israel, and Iran. If you're neither for or against, or if you're for or whatever, and whatever the other person feel or people feel, they get mad at you if you disagree with them, and they attack you. They get mad. They don't just say, oh, okay, yeah, whatever you want to believe, that's on you, but I see it this way. But they attack you. If you don't hate on the Republican conservative side, if you don't hate the Democrats, the Christians and the conservative will get mad at you. And on the Democratic side, if you don't hate the Republicans and the Christians and conservative, whatever, this or that, they get mad. Both sides get mad at each other. Have you ever paid attention about you yourself? Do you get angry at someone just because they disagree with you or not mad or just liking what you dislike or liking what you like? Have you ever done that, Acre Baby?
Never in my life, ever, ever. Why are you laughing?
So you never been angry at anyone because they disagree with you as long as you've been on this planet?
No, I'm lying.
Oh, you are?
I was lying.
Oh, okay. And why would you get, have you ever wondered, why do I get mad just because they don't agree with me about whatever issue?
I mean, I
have you ever wondered about that?
I mean, I usually don't care, but you're making me think of some instances. I'm like, well, I just told you that was bad. Like, what don't you get about that?
Isn't that amazing? Hey, I got to ask the white guy. So did you ever question yourself about and really look at the fact that you are judging a person just because they won't agree with you or they won't dislike whomever, whatever you dislike?
For sure. That's why I let it go.
That's why what now?
That's why I let it go.
Meaning what?
Well, because I just saw that I was wrong. But yes, I have reflected on such a thing.
And that's like really prevalent in the world today. It more so than I ever seen it. Isn't that amazing?
Land James in. But yes, that is amazing.
Human nature is evil. Because it's of their father, the devil. Hake is here. Hake.
Hey.
Have you ever noticed within yourself that since you've been on the planet, have you ever gotten angry at a group of people or anyone because they didn't agree with you? Or they didn't dislike the persons or things that you disliked?
Yeah, I think so.
You're not sure?
I've seen it in other people more than I've seen it in myself.
You're pointing the finger at everybody else but you.
Because I'm not as guilty. Maybe.
But have you paying attention to that this group get mad at, they could be in the same group.
Yeah.
But if you don't get mad at what they're mad, their cause or whatever, then they get mad at you for not agreeing with them.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Uh-huh.
Don't you find it interesting, or is it just me?
I do. I call it communism, but I've realized that communism is human nature and everybody's communist. You know how communists force each other to agree?
Even the people on the so-called right, Christian, conservative, Republican, they're communist.
Right.
Because if you don't go along with them, you become the enemy, and they attack. And communism is about controlling.
Yeah.
And so it's that way on both sides. Isn't that amazing? Ain't Kabebo, it's just me.
No, I see that too. To some degree.
To what?
To some degree.
I noticed that If you for those people who are disagreeing with, because I can't say they hate the Jews, but for those who are disagreeing with the Jews, if you don't go along with the disagreement, you become the enemy. And they make up stories. You can pay.
Right.
They can't even imagine that you are a free thinker and you're doing what you want to do.
Reminds me of the blacks. You're getting paid by the white man.
Yes, I'm going to use that one too. All for the last 30 years or so, I've been telling white people to speak up because they're going to be destroyed if they didn't. And they didn't speak up. And the black people are like, you getting paid from the white man. I'm like, they used to say it so much I would give out my office phone number, my donation line, so they can pay me. But they can't believe that you can be one. You can be an independent, free-thinking person on the earth. Why is that?
A-S-S-U-M-E.
Why is it? They can't believe that it's possible that you can be free and not go along with the crowd at all.
They just got you judged. And when someone's got you judged like that, you can't really change their mind.
And I know that they can't believe that you can be a free, independent person right here on earth because they are not free within themselves. That's what it is.
And what you think you're right.
Right.
So they think that they're thinking right, and they can't imagine that there's any other way to see the world.
Right.
Even if you are wrong, or they are wrong.
Every fallen person thinks that they're right. What a mess. This is hell on earth.
There's such a temptation to try and have an opinion, too, but... All I keep seeing is how, you know, there's a lot of things we don't know. Got to have some humility.
And if you don't have an opinion about it, they really go after you. I challenge you, just give it a good try in all sincerity in your own personal life. Neither agree or disagree and see what happens. See what happens. Neither agree or disagree. You can live that way and be free within yourself. One other quick question. I go with hate first this time. When will you get off the battlefield?
Right now.
He stole my answer, so we could move things along.
I did. I feel like I heard Angry Baby say that.
When we get off the battlefield, Angry Baby.
Put me in coach right now. I didn't know I was on the battlefield.
Have you noticed that both sides on the battlefield are losing? And then no one ever wins. And the only way you're going to win the battle, you got to stop fighting the battle. Have you noticed that? If you want to win, you got to stop fighting. You're never going to win by fighting. Nobody wins. I don't care if it's in a war, if it's in politics, if it's in religion, if it's in relationships, if it's anything. You're never going to win by being on the battlefield. You're never going to win by doing what the world does. The Spirit of Truth says to be in the world, but not of it. You're not going to have a life by doing what the world does. Look at how they do it and don't do it that way. Then you can win. Get off the battlefield. Stop fighting and lay your weapon down. What do you say to that, Anchor Baby?
It makes a lot of sense, right? Because it's not supposed to be hard, huh?
Not at
all. It's supposed
to
be tight.
Yeah. And easy.
And that's about life, but you're also like bringing it up to politics. But Democrats, Republicans, I can't help but see it so silly.
Religion, all religions. all politics, both sides, all friendships and marriageships and any kind of ship, you got to get off the battlefield. Be in the world, but not of it. How will you ever be free when you stay on the losing side? And both sides, Republican politician and politics, Democrat politician and politics, conservative politician, politics, liberal, progressive, whatever you want to call it, politics, religions, all religion. Everybody's losing. Nobody's winning. They're on a battlefield. If you want to win, you got to get off the battlefield and stop fighting. No more fight. Lay your weapon down. Turn the ship around. If you want to win. Now, you can spend the rest of your life, if you want, fighting. Fighting for this cause, or this politician, or that politician, or this war, or this, or that. You're never going to win. The spirit of truth says this. I'm not saying it. Now, you can make up words about it if you want. But the spirit of truth says to be in the world, but not of it. You can't keep doing what the world is doing and fighting with them about anything if you want to be free. And everything that you're looking for is already in you. It's not out there. I remember my friend Bless called the show the other day. And she said that, what should I do? I've been trying to help even my friend and my own family members. Some of them or one of them or two of them are alcoholics, and I keep doing this. I was told I was supposed to help. That's what the world tell you. And they lied to you. You're not supposed to help. And as long as you're doing what the world is doing, you're going to suffer the consequences of the world. You're going to suffer it. You've been warned by the spirit of truth. You don't need to fight. You could be in this world and stand for nothing of this world, because the world is evil. It is controlled by their father, the devil. Religion, every religion think they're right and think they're better than the next religion. Every politician and every politician voter, every both sides, they think they're right and they're both wrong. And they're on a battlefield. Nobody's winning. Literally no one is winning. Isn't that amazing? Be a what? What Derek saying?
Be a pacifist?
What's that?
Someone that's a pacifist as opposed to aggressive.
What's a pacifist?
Anti-war person or something.
How come people always tell you?
Appeaser.
Why they look up a word and tell you to be that? Why don't you just be free? Why you got to be?
He's not telling you. He's asking.
Is that a question?
Mm-hmm. It has a question mark after it.
Oh, what is that, Derek?
He's saying they're killing innocent civilians. Who could agree with that? The Jews? They're killing innocent civilians.
He said the Jews?
Well, I infer that he's talking about the Jews, if infer is the correct word. Israelis.
What's a pacifist?
It's a slur used by Jew haters against people who don't hate the Jews, maybe.
In the world and of the world.
No, it's a pacifist is in either a person who's anti-war, somebody who's for peace, or in a negative sense, an appeaser, somebody who.
But why do you even have to be that?
You don't.
To be free and lay your weapon down, why you got to make up another definition for that? Why you got to call that something else? Why would you lay down your titles, too? Lay down your definition. It's just words. And it keeps you from being free.
Yeah, because imagine you got to use a little violence.
He got a person who against all forms of violence. But I'm not just talking about violence. I'm talking about laying your weapon down, period, against anything. The only time you need to defend yourself, and I'm not just talking about with things you fight with or whatever. I'm talking about period. It's not against violence or everything. Against thinking that you know what you know. Thinking that you know right from wrong. I'm talking about being taught everything. Why do you allow yourself to be taught about God when God said, let no man teach you? I've given you a teacher, but yet you trust a teacher outside of you. I'm talking about against everything. I ain't talking about no pacifist, whatever that is. Lay your weapon down, because when you are fighting in the battle, either for or against, you're no different than the other person that's fighting. Whether you're over in Iran fighting, the fact that you're fighting over here in your mind and in your heart, you're in the same battle. Why not be a part of it? Don't be like the world. The Spirit of Truth says, don't do as the world do. Don't think as the world think. Don't be like the world. That means all forms of the world. But do what you want and just make up word. People who lay their weapon down, now you're gonna say pacifist. That's dumb. That doesn't even make sense, to be honest. But I understand it. What the word pacifist mean again?
Let me look it up so I don't keep on giving you different definitions.
A person who strongly opposes war or violence as a method for settling disputes, advocating for peaceful, nonviolent means such as negotiation and diplomacy.
But I didn't even have that in my mind. But I meant lay your weapon down, period. Don't fight with your family members over anything. Don't fight with your husband or your wife over anything. Don't fight with your adult children. Don't fight with your friends. Don't fight about anything with anyone about anything. Anything. War included, of course, politics or whatever. Lay your weapon down. I want to give you examples of what's going on in this world and how evil is alive and well in the world inside of human beings, and that you should, you got to walk away from this war. You got to even walk away from the inner war that you're having within yourself and just become aware of it. Don't even fight that, but be aware of it within you. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them, and blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Amazing. You know what else is amazing? I got to do some brand new episodes of the Father State today, right after this show. What the? But as what else is amazing, Jesse? The merch. There's a spring sale on all of our merch, except coffee and books. No sale on that. A 30% sale. You get 30% off all merch through the whole month of April. And it's going by fast. April is. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Don't walk, but run to get your 30% off on all of our merch. Not coffee, but t-shirts, mugs, hoodies, tote bags, all kind of stuff. And when you order, put in the code JLP30 at the checkout. Don't miss out, but remember to put in the code 30, JLP30, so we can make sure you get your discount. All right, your sale price. Amazing! And I do shout-outs. Birthday shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, congratulations shout-out, encouragement shout-outs. For your shout-outs anywhere in the world, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And people are loving the coffee. Jesse, the coffee, Pachi's coffee is amazing. Along with the books, they're loving it. You can get them at jesseleepeterson.shop or rebuildingtheman.com/stores, all right? And don't forget to like these videos. Like the videos. When I say lay your weapon down, I know that because all thoughts are all lies and the devil working in your mind, your imagination, he give you words to say what I mean, but that's not what I mean. I ain't talking about pestilence or any of that. I'm saying lay your weapon down from even fighting with the devil in your own mind. Let the spirit of truth fight that too. You can't fight with evil. You have to overcome evil by allowing the truth to come in and destroy all imagination and emotions and all that mess. If you fight with it, it ain't going to work. So don't fight with the world outside of you, and don't fight with the world in your mind and emotions. Lay your weapon down, period. I ain't talking about no peppermint and all that mess. I'm talking about reality. If you want to win in life, listen to this. If you want to win in life, you got to stop fighting. You got to, if you want to win in life, you got to stop trying to be ambitious. Oh, I'm just so ambitious. I know what I want. I'm going after what I want. You're going to lose. If you want to win in life, you got to want for nothing. Nothing or no one. If you want to win, if you want to win in life, you got to stop looking backward or forward and just live right now. And living right now, always living right now in the kingdom of heaven within, and it's always present, it's already right now, that's the only way you're going to win. You got to give up the fight. You got to get off the battlefield of your imagination and fighting with others outside of you for any reason, unless you're trying to physically protect your physical body. There's literally nothing to fight back. And if you notice, the more you fight, the worse you get. The more ambitious you become, the worse you get. You keep thinking the next deal is going to be better. The next marriage is going to be better. The next wife or the next husband or the next children or the next this or the next boat or the next home. You think everything going to get better? It always gets worse. It never gets better. Have you ever noticed that? The next career is going to be better. I have it then. I know what I'll do. I'll move to the mountain. I'll move to the countryside. And things will be better, you say. You move to the countryside, it's still the same problem. And you know why? Because wherever you go, you're taking you there. Wherever you are, is you. And that's where your problem's going to be, with you. With you blaming, with you being afraid, with you crying at night, with you worrying, with you saying, oh, I'm getting old, I'm going to be lonely. And the lady saying, I gotta hurry up about a husband so I can have children. I'm getting old. And you can't have children after a certain age, they say. You know, remember that Sarah was 99, Abraham was 100. Through God, all things are possible. He's not into the age thing. You are, because that's what you've been taught. Why you go from here to there, over yonder, over here, to over there, and over there, and you're taking you with you, and you're the problem. You're the problem. If I'm going to get married, and then I'll be a man, you say. And you get married, and you become a true beta. Your wife rule. And then you pretend that you're not ruling, but she is ruling. I got examples of what's happening even in that. I saw this from Tucker Carlson's show last night. And he did a segment on husbands and their wives. And this is typical in every household, every marriage family. Not Tucker, but Jesse Water, my bad. Jesse Waters last night on Fox News. Amazing show, by the way. And this was so deep, I'm like, oh, my God. I never seen anyone make this so clear. This is happening in every marriage, unless the husband and the wife are working on themselves. It started out that way, but they're working on themselves to overcome evil, return to good. Then this ends, and it get right, and it works without effort. But Jesse Warner did a segment on husbands and wives. And this particular one is in politics, but it's the same thing. Here's the first segment. Here's the first soundbite on from Jesse Waters on primetime on Newsom's Gavin Newsom, the mayor of the governor of California, and his wife. Watch this.
The Democrats have a spouse problem. Politics is like dating. Before taking it to the next level, voters want to make sure they have the right guy. It's easy to fall for the total package. I mean, good hair, well-spoken, picks up the check. Then they get a little too comfortable, and you start wondering who they go home to.
I've given our boys dolls, even if they tear the head off. I've given them dolls to learn that care and caregiving is not just an activity that's reserved for women. If I'm reading a book and the protagonist is a male, I just change the he to a she.
That's Gavin Newsom's wife, according to a report. She gave the boys dolls, even if they tear their heads off, because boys don't want dolls. And she changed, if in the book it says she changed it to she. And the husband can't do nothing about it. She changed the main character of the book from he to she, male to female. This is what's happening in the world. Why are you still of the world? Why are you still in the world, but not just be in it, but not of it? Why you still do what the world does? There's a higher power. And he cares for you. But you can't make that higher power work of yourself. Here's a statement of, now that was Gavin Newsom. You heard his wife. According to the report, that was his wife. She's doing that to his sons. And he's supposed to be running a state. A man who cannot control his wife cannot control the world. Now you still want to be taking sides and fighting against one another? Why don't you get off the battlefield? Why do you have to take a side? And why do you get mad at others when they don't take your side and agree with you? They got to be mad at the same people you are mad at. And you're mad at them for not being mad. And then you call yourself good. You're evil. Here's Obama's wife. Obama, his wife.
A first lady will tell you everything you need to know about the candidate.
The top of the article would be she was wearing, you know, not my education, not my, you know, not my professional career. But it started with appearance.
Would you be attracted to a guy who's not financially sound when you meet him?
I married one. We knew very early on that no one was going to see beyond the color of our skin at an early age.
Wow. These women are perfect examples of all women. And secretly, they hate their husbands. And behind closed door, they let it all out. But because they may be in politics, they cover it up, but they hate their husbands. All women hate all men until they forgive and work on themselves. And they will expose you. They can't help it. Because the spirit of evil inside of them hate the spirit of good inside of you. Because you represent God and they represent evil until they start to overcome that. That was Big Mama Michelle about the father Messiah Obama. Here's Tim Walz and his wife.
Something never really felt right about Tampon either. Then we met the missus and it all made sense.
When the Scarlet Team comes on the field, we will all stand up and cheer. To the other team, we'll never yield, and we won't forget we're here.
But I kind of liked it when she did this. Turn the page. You like that?
Okay, so I need you to be with me and practice with me. What are we going to do? We're going to turn the pay. Oh, pretty good. Do it again. We're going to turn the pay. And we're going to turn the pay.
Then there's Dougie Fresh. He shows up, smiles, shakes hands, says as little as possible, probably for the best.
Amazing. That was Tim Wall's wife and Camilla and her husband. Tim Wall's wife, is that like she is everyone's mama? And he's standing there grinning and bearing it. Now do you see why you got to come out of the world? Don't do as the world do anymore. We all are born into a bad situation with our mothers. Every human being, male and female. But you can overcome. And you're going to go through some bad stuff until you really, really can find your way out of the hole. This is profound to me. So that was Tim Wass and Camilla Harris. Tim Wass' wife and Ducky Free. His name is Ducky Free?
His name is, I think he was given a nickname.
Oh.
I think it's Doug.
Oh, Doug. Camilla husband.
Douglas Emhoff.
Oh, okay. And here is, oh, that's it for the wives. That's what's happening in the world. Men and women of all races, all around the world, if you want to be free, the rule is you got to be in the world and not of it. Don't do as they do. They are hypocrites. They do it to be seen. They do it and they are being glorified by others seeing them doing things. Their reward is from the world, which is not a real reward. But you could be free. You really can. But you got to let go of all battles inside of you. Do what you want. I'm just pointing you back to what the Spirit of Truth said. It's up to you to do it. And lately, it just seemed Michelle is always embarrassing Obama. I married one that didn't have any money. What wife says that about her husband publicly? And especially if he's supposed to be the ex-president of the United States. When will you overcome the world? By overcoming it first inside of you, then you will naturally overcome the world. And overcoming the world, there are no words to express what that really means and the love that's in that. The love that's in that is amazing. And one last thing. Yesterday we had the discussion on the show here on JLP Talk with my experts. The president, according to a report, signed some type of research bill for psychedelic drugs. And I'm thinking, whoa, that's not good. Because people already on drugs, and look at what's going on just with pot alone. They're out of their mind on drugs. Drugs were not psychedelic drug, pot. They used to say pot was good and healthy, remember? Oh, it's healthy. It's medicine. It's this and that. And then they come back and say, oh, no, that's not true. They say, oh, no, it's not true. Why do they do the same thing with psychedelic drugs? Nothing physical or anyone physical, nothing, thing, nobody can solve spiritual problems. Taking psychedelic drugs and being on a trip for a minute is not setting you free from evil. You just feel good. It feels like everything is fine because you're being delusional. It's not real. And when you come down off it, You realize everything is still the same. What the? And so, as a result of this discussion about psychedelic drug being approved or research or whatever they're doing, Jesse Waters sent his guy out into the street, and he had a conversation with people who are on pot. I want you to look at, this is so sad. When I say sad, it's just, this is what the world offers you, and this is what you fall for until you take control of your own life. So Jesse Waters sent someone out on the street to interview a few smokers yesterday from prime time. Yesterday, 420, right? Watch this from prime time.
Happy 420!
Happy 420, people! Yeah, that's that good
420!
Happy holidays.
How high are you right now?
Very, very high.
On a scale from 1 to 10?
32.
High as hell.
To a point where I can't even stand.
What's the craziest thing to have happened to you while you were smoking?
I stopped at a stop sign and waited for it to turn green. I got in my car and I expected to drive to my sister's house. But when I looked up, I was halfway to California.
I went to a really nice omakase in Philly with my boyfriend, and tell me why, I thought I went blind.
How long were you blind for?
Like 10 minutes. My eyes were just closed.
Is someone here? I can't see you because I'm blind.
Are you worried that getting high so much is going to do damage to your brain?
You got to know your limitations.
What's your limitations?
No limits.
I've been smoking weed since the age of 16, and I've been enjoying it ever since.
How's your brain right now?
Functional.
Spell Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I?
No.
It's been damaged.
There's no going back.
There's no going back.
We're not going back.
Okay, this is what the world offer you. God and the spirit of truth, love offer you freedom from the world. Now they're offering you psychedelic drugs. This is what's going to happen. Even worse with psychedelic drugs. Freedom does not come from the world. And Mississippi is M-I, crooked letter, I, crooked letter, I, humpback, I. That's how you spell Mississippi. When will you overcome the world, be in it but not of it? When? Everything you're looking for, folks, is in you already. It's in you. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Paradise lost is right here, right now. I'll be back in a moment to your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A whole lot of mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? The end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Country and Western Tuesday. the 21st of April, AD 2026. There is one line open. Hang tight, callers. JLP will, I imagine, get right on to your calls in this coming second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And we'll get to your super chats as well, y'all. Those of you who have donation messaged on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And more great stories. It is fake news, not fake news. Trump's labor secretary, Lori, L-O-R-I, Chavez de Remer, a hyphenated last name, is exiting amid multiple allegations of misconduct. And there's speculation over the U.S.-Iran talks. You know, J.D. Vance going over to where, Pakistan or somewhere, to do another round of talks for this, as this ceasefire deadline is looming. Trump not likely to extend it, but maybe 24 hours, which I think he already did. Maybe, I don't know. The Onion is launching a new bid to take over Alex Jones' InfoWars. Terrible mess, huh? I hardly feel like The Onion even exists. That more conservative, more Christian outlet has surpassed them, seemingly. Not the B, you know them? Anyway, I disclaim and do not endorse nor condemn either one of them, I guess. Anyway, there's some serious mess, y'all. Two Southwest Airlines jets recently had to take evasive action. Maybe not that extreme, like I'm showing with my hands. At a Nashville International Airport after a collision arms sounded in one of the cockpits, or maybe both cockpits, or the cockpit, according to CNN. And the Justice Department has filed a complaint against Washington, D.C., you know that city, amid their sewage authority and their sewage authority for that massive spill that you may have heard about. I heard about it like months back into the Potomac River, or Potomac, I'm pretty sure is how it's pronounced, river. Man, that's nasty. Well, wish them well. They had something, some pipes that were from the 60s, and they knew that it was needing repair or reinforcement or something. Anyway, Trump's Federal Reserve nominee is set to face a tough hearing before the Senate panel, and he may be on the same board along with Jerome Powell, who's the current head, Kevin Warsh, W-A-R-S-H. But, you know, did you hear about this mass shooting? It was maybe inspired by the 4/20/1999 mass shooting on 4/20/2026 in Mexico, of all places. A gunman, gun male, shot several tourists at historic pyramids in Mexico, killing a Canadian woman. According to AP and according to the far-left Wikipedia, Teotihuacan pyramids shooting. A gunman, so-called, opened fire from atop the Pyramid of the Moon, killing that Canadian tourist woman and injuring 13 others, six indirectly as they were fleeing. They injured themselves. But anyway, before committing suicide, and I liked how they called it committing suicide rather than saying died by suicide, because that's liberal. But anyway, at about 11:30 a.m. local time, the guy argued with the suspect, they call it gunmen, argued with several people before opening fire from atop the Pyramid of the Moon. Moments later, he took his own life, and he used a revolver? A Smith & Wesson 10, six-shooter, 38. A witness said they heard more than 20 shots. What, did he reload, like, twice? Anyway, 13 other tourists were injured, and maybe that was echoing, so maybe that was a miscount. Anyway, six Americans, three Colombians, two Brazilians, and one Russian, and another Canadian also injured. You know, some of them were fleeing. Alleged perp was Julio Cesar Hasso Ramirez, age 27. A tender age of 27, he may have been inspired by, like I said, the Columbine attack at that high school in Colorado back when I was in high school, like 27 years ago. According to various Mexican news outlets citing police sources, he expressed admiration for Adolf Hitler. It was Hitler's birthday, if you will, even though he's dead. And did an AI picture of himself with the perps of the Columbine massacre. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 2.
Somewhere in the world and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question, do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? What is it? Very interesting question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, and because we're on different time zones around the world, and so you got to do what you got to do, but you still can podcast and listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. I love country and western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. 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 A spiritual battle. I was talking to a friend of mine, and because I'm asking people, when will you stop and lay your weapon down? Automatically, they thought of a very pacifist. I wouldn't think of no pacifist. Ain't no pacifist involved in truth. What the? And you keep looking to the world for answers, and you're never going to find it. There is no truth out there in the world. None, nowhere in the world. There is no truth out there in the world. You're not going to find it. The spirit of truth says, don't look out there in the world. Don't look over here, over there, or this book, or that book, or over there, or whatever. Look within. It's in you. You're not going to find it in the world. The world belongs to the devil. And look what's going on in the world. Why can't you see the world gone crazy? The world is mad. Human beings are mad. Human beings are insane because they're of their father, the devil. Until that person or those men and women who decide, I don't want to be of this anymore. I'm tired of being this way. living this way. And they drop it, and they look within, and they become free. Only the spirit of truth can set you free. And the devil always, I notice that when I tell people to be free, the kingdom of heaven within, of yourself, you can do nothing. They always attach it to some type of other religion. I'm like, dummy, I'm not talking about no religion. I don't even know about that religion. But the devil made them attach it to something else. Oh, he mean that. Or he mean that religion. Or he mean that. I mean, that's still the devil talking to you. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Why can't you get that in your head? And so the moment the devil give you and attach the truth to something else, you've lost it. The truth is not attached to anyone or anything or anything but God. Only God. It ain't attached to a religion or a group or a color or a male or a female. It's from God. But your mind tell you that and you think that's true because that's what you've been taught. The intellect is evil. And evil people are really into the intellect. They love the intellect about everything. Secular intellect, so-called Christian religious intellect, saint intellect, whatever y'all got going on. It's all intellect. But do what you want. I want to go to Shiloh out of Canada. Shiloh, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Shiloh.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well.
Yeah, so, yeah, today's my birthday, so I'm just continuing my birthday tradition of giving you a call.
Amazing. Are you on the speaker?
Oh, hold on.
Hold on, Shiloh.
No, I'm not. I'm not on the speaker.
Oh, okay. Are you not on Bluetooth or anything?
No, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
Are you hearing me okay now?
I am, yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, so I just wanted to ask something because I'm married. I have two kids. One of my kids is 2.5. The other, he's about 8 months. And I always hear you talking about protecting the kids from the mom.
Yes.
So the reason I ask is because I've learned, you know, today's country western, and it's like the Wild West at home sometimes, you know, when the wife gets very upset and angry. And I've just learned to kind of just let it pass and, you know, not engage. And then she just gets even more frustrated.
Yeah.
And one thing that she does when she's upset is she's Mexican, so she'll speak Spanish to my son. So we'll be having dinner and she'll be like, da, 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 da. And, you know, and it's just her way of, you know, like kind of separating us.
Yeah.
Right. She's gotten better at it. But stuff like that makes me wonder, like, what can I do to protect the kids? Right. Because I can already kind of see when she's angry, trying to separate them. Right.
So when you see that happening right there, stop her. Don't talk. Don't speak to my son right there at the dinner table. You stop it. Don't speak to my son in Spanish. Speak English.
Uh-huh. And then I do that, and she'll get upset.
Let her be mad. That's evil inside of her. Don't respond to her anger, because it's not her but the devil in her. And the devil is just trying to control you by getting angry. Don't fall for it. Don't argue with her about it. Just say, hey, don't speak to my children like that in Spanish. And then tell the kids, let me know whenever your mother speaks Spanish to you.
Yeah. Well, no, don't get me wrong. I don't mind, you know, them speaking Spanish because she has family.
But when she's doing it to get back in and turn the kids against you, that's a different story.
Yeah, because I was listening to one of your church, and it was very eye-opening. I think someone in the church was mentioning how we give labels to people, like our wives. For example, at work, it doesn't even stress me out. It's customer service. I have to deal with difficult people, sometimes the staff are, you know, not doing, but, you know, you can discipline them, right? And in public, people make comments and things like that. I let it slide. But for some reason with my wife, it's like almost like I put her on a pedestal where it affects me personally.
Because you made her your God.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got to take her off the pedestal by forgiving your mother, and she's just a female, and now married to you and the mother of your children, but she's not a God.
Yeah.
And you got to love her enough to correct her when she's wrong, and then don't react to her rejection of that correction.
Yeah, that's true.
And then when you do it, you got to let your children see you correcting her. Don't go to a private room somewhere and do it, because the kids will learn from you how to deal with the mother and all people. But if they don't see you dealing with it with perfect love, they're not going to know how to deal with the world when they go out into the world.
Yeah, and I used to be skeptical. I used to hear people say that your kids are a mirror of you.
Right.
And I didn't believe that. But I see that, because my son, he'll be 3 in like a couple of months, and he has traits like me. Like,
yes.
He'll go to the store with my mom, and he'll say, "How much is that?" And she'll say, like, the dollar store, and she'll be like, "That's $2." And he'll say, "That's too expensive. You know, that, right, don't buy that." Like, because of me, I'm very cheap. Or she'll buy like a lot of things because it's on sale. And he'll say, "Mama, why are you buying so many of those? We already have 2 at home," right? And it's just crazy. Like, I have to watch myself now.
Right, I
around
love
him
that, man.
To be an example, because it's like, oh my, he's really imitating me, especially me. And I kind of get a vibe that my wife's a little jealous emulating me more. Yeah.
Your son will become your wife's bitter enemy because he loved the father. Or your daughter, if your daughter loved the father, she will become your wife's bitter enemy, and she will destroy the children that are close to the father.
Well, thank you very much, Jesse, as always. And shout out to you and the crew. I really want to shout out Derek. He was very professional. He's got this nice voice. He's like, you know, be close to your phone, you know. And I really appreciate that, because I'm in the gym right now, so it's just nice.
I know you sound like you're in an empty room or something.
Yes, exactly, because there's music in the background, so I'm just in the washroom. People in the gym are probably like, what the?
So let me ask, your wife is Mexican, you say?
Yes.
And then you are what?
I'm black.
Really? You sound
Yes. Every time I call, you say this. Yeah, but I'm from Zimbabwe.
Really? That's amazing.
I had to talk more white, because when I came to Canada, all the kids would bully me, especially the Jamaican boys, because I would talk like this, and they would just laugh at me and call me names. So I would go home and talk like a white guy. it's pretty sad, yeah. But it helps with job interviews. Like, when they screen me, I almost got a good job at this Chinese place, and they're like, "Oh, like the person interviewing me outright said, "Oh, I thought you were a white man."
And
they were so disappointed.
Did you get the job?
I didn't even want the job. I got a better offer, but it was just funny. Yeah, it opened. It really does open doors for you when you you have this voice.
Because it's proper speaking, proper English, proper speaking.
Yeah.
And that's why. So how did you end up all the way from Zimbabwe to Canada and ended up with a Mexican wife? Do they have Mexicans in Canada?
Oh, yeah, they do, yeah. Basically, my mom worked in government, and we left right before the inflation in Zimbabwe. Like, my mom, I used to meet the president on like a regular basis and stuff. I didn't know who he was. I just saw him as my mom's boss. But he was doing the land reform, like what they're doing in South Africa. And my mom knew it's time to go. So we moved to Canada. And Canada is all about multicultural. It's a mess now in Canada.
Yeah.
There's like no, because I've been here since 2002. And Canada has just lost its identity completely. Like, here, you had to be Canadian. Now you just do whatever you want. Right.
Amazing.
And yeah, so I met her because I was working at a restaurant. And
what's happening in America. We're completely losing America now. We have Allahu Akbar people in our government, and we know that they hate us, but yet they're in government, and now you can't even speak out against them. You're called racist and all kinds.
Yeah.
So America is losing itself as well.
if you watch videos of Canada in like the 1980s, they were like Republicans, you know, like very far right, not far right. I don't like using that word, but, you know, very conservative. But it's happening in U.S. Like, Americans usually laugh at Canada and say, aha, but you guys are slowly turning into that. And it's really scary to watch because that's why we left Zimbabwe. And then we saw Canada turn into that. Now we're seeing America because everybody's just running. No one is fixing the problem. It's very, very scary, man.
Yeah. I noticed that white countries are just really just giving in to the enemy in their own home. And I just can't believe it. I'm like, how do you give in to the enemy like that? It's just, it's insane.
They're afraid. Yeah.
In your own hometown, it's not like you went to their country. They came to your country and then taken over. Was Zimbabwe run by whites at one time?
Yes, it was, until 1980. And then the president was doing fine. The first, well, and there's a whole history I can talk about. Basically, the president was kicked out because he was accused of being gay. Like, his name was Kanan Banana, and then he had to run away. And then the prime minister was the president, became the president afterwards. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't want to be like a puppet to British, like kind of like with the blacks in the U.S. where the white man is telling you what to do. And then he just ruined everything. He did land reform. So what they're doing in South Africa is exactly what they did in Zimbabwe. The only difference was the Western countries had more sense back then. You guys weren't as radical. So you guys threw a bunch of sanctions on us. You didn't trade. But it feels like it's being encouraged in South Africa. The whole black-centric movement and stuff kicked the white man out.
Yeah.
But back then, you know, Zimbabwe, I think he did that too early. If he had done the same thing now, he would be revered. Kind of like Nelson Mandela. Like, people think he's a saint, but he was actually like a terrorist.
Yep.
But yeah, we can. I can go on and on about African history. Oh yeah, he led, like, people don't know this. They just think he went to jail because, you know, he got pulled over for, you know, like speeding, and all of a sudden he went to jail. Like, people don't know the real history, and it's sad.
Amazing. I'm being told that Zimbabwe was run by whites, minority government before 1980, when it was known as Rhodesia. That's brave. So did Zimbabwe bring the whites back recently? Was that the area where they were running out of food and everything because the white farmer was thrown out?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, it was a very big mistake. Yeah, because they replaced white people with cronies, people who had no knowledge. So they were just having parties, and they didn't know what the heck they were doing.
Amazing.
Right? Yeah.
And so the president that threw them out was black.
Yes, but he's dead now.
He did.
And the president right now, he was like a war criminal. He would raid his opponents, intimidate them, and things like that. He's a very, very evil man, and now he's running. Yeah, it's a mess, man.
That's amazing. So what's going to happen now that Canada's going downhill like that and America's going downhill like that? What's going to happen?
I have no idea, man. I don't know. Like, in 50 years from now, it's crazy, man. Like, I can't overstate how the demographics have just changed so much, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we have some visitors.
It's like there are no white people. They're all gone. It's just like Indian, Chinese. It's crazy. Even right now, the government, I don't know if you heard about it in Canada, people, like, let's say you voted for a Republican, and then they just switch to Democrat without a special election. They just make a deal with the president and say, okay, yes, that's what's happening in Canada. And now our prime minister has a majority government. And Canadians are always, you know, criticizing the U.S., saying, you guys don't care about democracy, you know, Trump is a dictator. And they're literally, you know, pulling a page from, you know, like the CCP or something. You know, they're such hypocrites. They don't really care about, it's just about their team winning, even if it means destroying their country. It's very, very strange, man.
What a mess.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday, man. How old are you today?
36.
Wow, happy birthday.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot, man. It was good having this history chat, and all the best to all you guys.
You too.
I love you guys.
And again, don't argue with your wife. Correct her when you need to in front of the children, but do it with without being mad, without being angry, but correct her so the kids can see that they are protected by you because they see you standing up for them. And they see you doing it with love, and that's just going to keep them closer to you.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Jesse.
You're welcome. Oh, man, you stay with us, stay with, and thanks for the history lesson, dude. That was amazing. It really was
no
amazing.
Anytime.
All right, man. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Stetson out of Washington State. Stetson, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call again.
Yes, sir.
You were mentioning about psychedelics, and I have some experience with that. I've taken mushrooms and acid and DMT, so I've explored some different areas, and something that you said about you're not going to find God when you go on this
trip. So let me ask you, say you took what now?
I've taken mushrooms, acid, and DMT in the psychedelic range.
What's DMT?
DMT, it's like this little flower or something that you sprinkle on, and then you take a hit of it, and it sends you into like the spirit realm or this different world.
Okay.
And so you go through like in a kaleidoscope type of thing, as if you're looking through a kaleidoscope, and everybody has different experiences. And then when I got out of it, I went into this glorious realm of whatever my imagination was showing me, because that's what you're in, your imagination, you're in your brain.
Yeah.
And when I was there, I saw like this giant castle floating up in the clouds, and it was like this loud music, and it was really light. And then I came to, and I just wanted to dance to heavy metal, and Slipknot in particular, for some reason, because that was my favorite band. It was a wild trip. And then I come out of it, and I must have been in there. I did it with my friends, and we were all on this journey together. We called it going to the loony bin, and through different psychedelic experiences. And when you were talking about this, and it hit me inside, I was just like, well, Jesse hasn't done this, so he doesn't know. But then, like, I need to be realigned to this because something isn't right inside of me. And you are correct. You will not find God going on these trips, but you will know that you are not God. And there is a whole nother realm, a whole nother world. And it's almost like here on Earth. Like, there is the world that we live in, but there is also another realm that what you preach is what God is teaching you. And I think some people, they want to take this psychedelic trip to get God, but you're not going to get that because you're still in the world. You're still living here.
Yeah.
And these drugs, they're just going to take you out temporarily. Now, some people have gone through some really traumatic experiences, so I'm not saying, like, don't ever do it, but just be careful and aware, because you can, and I have gone to the dark end, and that's a scary realm to be in, but then you will come out of it. But like, I've always had like lucid and vivid dreams where I've stacked dreams and dreams, and I've woken up from a dream and another dream, and I woke up from that dream and I was in another dream. So I understand a dream world, and then I also understand like that psychedelic world is not real. So you're not going to find God, but you might get more of an understanding that you are not God, and your problems are like in your world, and you need to get out of your world. So maybe it might help somebody get out of their own head, but it's not going to solve your problems.
So when a person's on those psychedelic drugs, in their mind, they think that they have found God or found heaven or something?
Yes, like you're in this realm, correct.
And what it look like? When you're in that realm, what does it look like? That gives them the impression they found God.
I guess that you're out of your body. So that you're in your body here right now, like you and I are speaking, and if we could see each other and we could talk, we would know. And then when you smoke this, or however you take it, you ingest it, you go into like a sleep or a trance, and you go into a dream realm, and that's where you're having all these visions and whatnot, and you're you're awake, but you're not awake. Like your body is asleep, but your spirit and your brain is out of your body and you're in this different realm. And then when it wears off, your spirit or your brain or whatever, it goes back into your body. And then you wake up and you can still look at your hands. You're like, oh, I'm real. Like everything is real, but you have a different understanding of the world around you. Like when I've come out of some really good mushroom trips, I'm like, I have a different understanding and I look at things differently. The world, especially nature, is one of the things that I come out differently. I'm like, oh, wow, these trees are magnificent.
So what you're saying is that they take the psychedelic drugs and then they go on this trip. And on that trip, they feel like they see God. And if I'm explaining it wrong, correct me. And so when they come off the drug, so does the drugs wear off at some point?
Correct.
And so once they wear off you, you're not in your system, do you still feel like you know God?
You're going to go back to whatever you were before, but you need to get an understanding out of whatever trip that you were on. If you go into that trip and you don't get anything out of it, you're going to keep on going back to an empty well and there's nothing there. So like when you get out of your trip, like you understand, or you might have a different understanding of that you are not God, or maybe you might think that you are God. And that's why this can be very dangerous. Like I was for it, but now I'm like, I don't know if it's for everybody. I mean, like the same thing with weed. I thought it was great. And now all of a sudden I'm looking at it, I'm like, I don't think this is a good idea.
Right. I'm saying, the world tells you smoking weed is healthy, it's fun and good for the body, it makes your brain. And now they'll tell you, oh no, it's not good for you. And I know people who died from smoking weed so much, they couldn't even function in life well. And the same thing going to happen with the psychedelic, because only the spirit of truth can solve the darkness of the imagination. Nothing else can.
That is correct. I mean, I will say something to that. They should have told us when we were in middle school that if you smoke a joint, you're not going to go kill somebody. You're not going to see a little green man running around. And they struck the fear of God in me as a very young kid. Like if I don't follow the Bible because they're written words of God, I will go and burn in hell in a lake of fire for the rest of my life. Just like when they said in Dare,
yeah.
Like if you smoke weed, you will become a druggie. You will be doing meth. You will be on the corner and you will not have a life. And it's just like, and now all of a sudden, like still like they were doing lines of coke in the White House and we have no idea where that came from. It's like, well, what's going on here? Or like, this is just like an awakening moment probably for a lot of us. It's like, well, you said that this would kill us, and now all of a sudden it's not. But then now all of a sudden you're saying that it was good, and now it's bad. And it comes back to the truth inside of you.
Yeah.
And whatever is inside of you, because I've explored a lot of stuff, and like you're not going to find God doing any of that stuff. I've explored it. I've tried it. I was like, where is God at? And I don't think you really want to know who God is. Like, you do, but if you actually heard the voice of God and saw his power, I would be shaking in my boots.
Yeah. Let me ask you this because of time.
Yeah.
So once you take the psychedelic drugs and you come down, and do you eventually have to take it again to go back to that feeling again?
Yeah. If you didn't learn, some people, they need to go for a second trip, dose, whatever, to get something out of it. But you're going to go back. It's nothing different than taking pain medication for your knee. It'll help you with those 2 to 3 hours of pain, but that pain is still going to come back.
Oh.
You got to fix it to the side.
So you keep having, so people, the more psychedelic drug they take, the more they're going to have to take, and for a longer period of time. Am I right?
That is possible.
And that's not good.
No, that's what worries me.
Yeah.
People think that you're going to keep going back. I'm like, no, you're going to get crazier. So.
Destin, thanks for the information on that. That was amazing.
That's what you said. Yes. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Keep preaching.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Quick break. Back in a moment. What a mess. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And after The Hake Report, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. What the? At 11 a.m. Pacific time. He's not on psychedelics, that's for sure. He's on energy given to him by God. And it's not even alone, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, a gift, a talent on loan from God, something like that. His talent is a gift from God, the American Anchor Baby, at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Don't forget to like the video, support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, JLP Talk on X, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, follow, ring the bell, and do all that good stuff. I was exercising yesterday, and then when I was on my way back to my car, there was this black lady there with her husband, and she saw me walk past. She like, no, I know you somewhere. I know you from somewhere. Aren't you on Instagram? You have some very interesting ideas. I like, you disagree with them? You're like, that's some of them. And then she was black and her husband. So she introduced me to her husband. He was with her. And so I said hello to him. And then I asked him, does your wife obey you? And he started cracking up. No. And then he said, sometimes. And I'm like, why don't you obey your husband? What's the purpose of having a husband that you're not going to obey? And she was like, well, do I have to obey him when he's wrong? I was like, but who determines if he's wrong or not? Do you make that determination? And she said, "Well, I have to not follow him. Sometimes I have to tell him something." I'm like, "Why don't you just be quiet and let him figure it out for himself? And then he'll have it instead of you thinking you know it's right." And then the man says, "Thank you." What a mess! A spiritual battle. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat. Brandon B. yesterday gifted a subscription on the Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble channel. Nice.
Thank you very much. Amazing.
Dennis H. Welcome JLP show member on YouTube.
Thank you, Dennis H. H, right?
That's right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Leandrew B. Drew here. I love watching your show. I'm black.
You black.
American flag.
You black. Do you have an afro or an Amerifro? American fro is the way to go. Amazing. Thank you.
Sarah just became a member and says, just subscribed. Married with 6 kids. God bless you, Jesse. Been listening for a hot minute. Anger is ugly, and it will eat your soul. It takes $0 in effort to be kind.
Absolutely. Right on. Thank you. And are those babies white? I hope they're white babies. because July is coming up, and July is White History Month. So make all the babies you need. If ever we needed white babies, we need them now. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am or miss. Ms. Robert, five coffees. Question for Jesse, please. With the silent prayer comes more clarity. When we see how things with the world really are getting worse, how do we not let it get to us and get us down?
By not judging it, but just being aware of it. Really, you see evil, but don't judge it. Just be aware, and the awareness will fight your battle for you. It really, really, sane people, insane people fight. And when I mean fight, they fight each other. They fight in disagreements. They fight if you don't agree with them or you do. They fight. They can be hurt emotionally and mentally. Insane people can be hurt. But a sane person cannot be hurt. You cannot touch a sane person. You got to be insane to touch someone, get to them in any form or fashion. You got to be sane to get to them, and then you got to be insane to get to them, and then you got to be insane to be getting to. You're insane trying to get to someone else, and you're insane when you allow the world to get to you. You can't touch a sane person. You got to be insane. That makes sense, Hank?
Yes.
Yes. Amazing.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Don't be insane. Bree K, five coffees. No message.
Thank you, Bree K. Amazing.
Eric, five coffees. Eric H, that is. One with good, I do nothing for a feeling. One with evil, I do everything for a feeling.
All about the thrill of it. Just for the thrill of it. Thrill of it. Thrill of it. Amazing. Stay with it.
Three from Luke. Biblical question answer.
Do you have humility? What is it?
Humility is knowing who you are and who you are not.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Commander Kim with several rumble rants.
Thank you, Commander.
I agree with you 100, Uncle Jesse, about being in the spiritual war and no drugs or crystals or voodoo going to heal what God can heal. Only God can heal. But Trump recognizes America is in emergency health crisis with plummeting fertility, adults and children being obese, and most population having mental health issues. Trump and team are taking emergency measures. These are multiple rumble rants, okay? Multiple measures to address crisis situation with increased access to cheaper fertility, utilizing psychedelics to regrow brain pathways, and making Ozempic cheap, the weight loss drug. What does Great White Hope have to say today?
Amazing. Let me check. I'm glad you ask.
I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth.
Amazing, but true.
Facts.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you
very much, Kim.
Commander Kim.
Commander Kim.
Walking Roscoe, the next time a woman in your life gets mad, buy her a cape. Then she'll be super mad.
Amazing. Thank you.
Popcorn's Thump Keg. Jesse, yesterday you and the experts were talking about psychedelics and everyone's take on them.
Yes.
Remember a few years ago on the show you talked about what you called window dressing at the parties you would go to. What was your experience like with that? What did it do to you? I think he meant window pane.
Window pane?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the little
acid.
Yeah. It was, I was at this party. I was in my 20s. And I was at this party, and so we were having a good time. And one of the people I was with said, hey, Jesse, you want to try this window pane? It was so little thin thing. It doesn't look like it can affect you, right? I'm like, yeah, of course. So I took it, put it on my tongue, and it melted, and I went into paradise. It looked like everything. It seemed as though I had no troubles, no problems. And then I was out in the backyard. The party was out in the backyard. You know how they have these stone frogs and little statue things?
Yes, I do.
In the backyard. Mm-hmm. And one of the water run through is like a little water fountain or whatever. I saw the snake start moving, the frog start drinking. And I'm like, and I knew, I felt so good, I knew it wasn't real. Really. I said to myself, this is not real. I feel too good. I feel too free. This is not real. And I made a promise I would never do it again. I never did it again because I knew it wasn't real. The feeling, it felt like I had no problem, no nothing. And I knew it wasn't real, so I never did it again. Amazing. I forgot about that. Nice.
Thank you, Popcorn.
Yeah, thank you, Popcorn.
And Derek, question, what military strike has the USA executed that directly targeted innocent civilians? Double question mark. Every U.S. strike executed in epic fury targeted Iran's military assets and Iran's devilish leadership, not innocent civilians. Strike on a military camp that claimed children has not been confirmed to be the fault of a USA strike. We know these radicals love to use their own human assets as collateral in war and heat.
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you. I was thinking about what's happened in Iran, and I wonder, since they know that our own government does not support Trump, but support them, at least the Democrats and the media, I wonder, is that giving them a false sense of power and making them think, well, the Democrats and the people, some of the people there, are not with Trump on this. We can go forward. I wonder, is that giving them a false sense of fighting longer?
Maybe.
Is that a good thought?
It's an interesting question because these people tend to use the division of a country against the country.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric,
I appreciate you.
Five coffees from Eric H. You taught your children that problems exist, and that's why your children have problems.
For sure.
Alice,
absolutely.
Allison C., happy birthday to Jim in Alaska. Thanks for cracking us up with your buddy Cloud Bops.
It's Jim's birthday?
According to Allison C.,
happy birthday. That's our Jim?
Yep.
Happy birthday, Jim. Hey. What the?
Nice.
Amazing. Happy birthday.
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out. Birthday.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. James, I want you to respond to one thing before we go. There is something called the Stop the Nick Shirley Act. Have you heard of that in California?
It's called Stop the Nick Shirley.
It's a California bill named Nick Shirley, the Stop Nick Shirley Act.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
Nick Shirley. And who is Nick Shirley for those who don't know?
He's that young man, early to mid-20s, YouTuber.
And you white.
From Utah. A Mormon, I believe. Mormon raised, anyway. And he was just a fun prankster, and then he became more serious about politics and went over to Minnesota, Minneapolis, and exposed a fraud over there, alleged fraud, and then started exposing alleged fraud over in California.
And they hate him over here, too.
He's showing a lot of things that don't add up, from a little shystery. Oh, yeah, he exposed the Quality Learning Center. It's a misspelling of Quality Learning Center. And
that's a picture for those who are not.
That's him.
We're showing his picture right there on the frame.
A white young man.
He white. White people, some else, huh?
Indeed.
And so the stop, there's the Stop Nick Shirley Act. And it's a nickname given by California Republicans to AB 2624. A 2622 bill. Watch this from 13WHAM.
So authored by Assemblymember Mia Bonta, the bill would ban private citizens from posting the image, address, or personal information of any provider or participant in immigration support services. A California bill, nicknamed the Stop Nick Shirley Act by Republicans, now sending shockwaves across Capitol Hill. Critics, including Shirley himself, writing on X, quote, "The enemy truly is within. When our politicians would rather protect fraudsters and illegal migrants, it's time for us to stand up." Plus, Assemblymember Carl DeMaio, who argues the bill raises serious concerns about free speech and journalism.
They don't want undercover watchdogs with cameras finding the evidence of their misappropriation of funds and their violation of laws.
Opponents like DeMaio claim the bill is a direct response to Shirley's viral videos, allegedly exposing millions of dollars of fraud inside Minnesota daycare centers.
Fraudulently to this business that has Quality Learning Center, but can't even spell learning right on the door.
And over $170 million in alleged fraud in California's hospice program.
They're trying to bully these investigative watchdogs into silence.
Introduced as California Assembly Bill 2624, the legislation in part would expand California's Safe at Home program to include immigration service employees and ban the online distribution of images or videos of those workers. Violators could face misdemeanors, jail time, or a fine of up to $10,000.
That's amazing.
Wow.
What do you say?
That is crazy. That's interesting. Like he said, the government does all these handouts. They give out a lot of money purportedly to take care of people or to subsidize illegals coming in and stuff like that. And he's exposing the shenanigans.
That's amazing that Nick having... Nick Shirley having such a powerful impact, they try to get a bill against him. That's Donald Trump Jr.
Indeed.
What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
It does sound like they appropriately nicknamed it.
No.
The Stop
the Republicans thing. Called it that.
Right.
It's really the Safe at Home Act, according to the Democrats, because they might make it sound nice.
Right.
That is so crazy.
Shirley is amazing. Nice.
Wow. They think there's something wrong with you for seeing something wrong with them.
And then in California they have what do you call those places when people about to die?
Hospice.
Yeah, they have fake hospices, according to report.
Wow.
Where they act like some people up in there dying, they're not.
Whoa.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. And then they have fake daycares and a fake everything.
What the?
It's a good thing, but President Trump is in office and all these other people who are like have some sort of power, because if it were Democrats in office, his thing would have been stifled a long time ago. He'd been charged or whatever.
Yeah. Sure would have. And the world gone crazy. Let me go to Lucas out of Los Angeles. Lucas, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well, sir. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
I wanted to say it's crazy how, so they called Trump a dictator, and then they called him king, and now they're calling him Jesus, that he is being Jesus or whatever. Where does it go from there now? Like, it can't go further from that. It seems like what the cross is next, right? Like, what's going on with that, Jesse? I mean,
good overtaking evil, and evil hate it. These people hate Donald Trump because the evil in them, because evil has no power at all. And they can't deal with Donald Trump. They have never dealt with a man of good. And they're going crazy. They don't know what to do with it. And that's what happens when you work on evil in your own self. You start to overcome evil. Inside of your body, evil goes crazy. It yells. It screams. It gets afraid. It says, when will this be over? This is too hard. This is not working. It goes insane. Because it cannot handle the light. They cannot handle the good in you. Same thing with Donald Trump. Those people cannot, they don't know what to do with Donald Trump. They don't know that they're evil and Donald Trump is of good, and they have no authority. And so they got to call them names. They got to do everything. These people, everything they can to try to discredit him. But you can't discredit good. Evil has no power. So they just don't know what to do with him, Lucas.
Yeah, I'm also wondering about religion. I'm trying to wonder what you mean. I was talking to my dad about it. I haven't seen my dad in a while. Yesterday I saw him. But with religion, like, what do you mean exactly whenever you say, like, religion, like, God has nothing to do with religion? I think I understand, but I want to hear your response, like, God has nothing.
God is not in religion, period. Yeah. Religion is man-made. And that's why the people who are teaching religion, they're lost, lonely, weak people. And so they got to brainwash the congregation so that they can keep people coming to them and relying on them to so-called tell them the truth about everything so that they can feel good about themselves. And if you notice, not one person that is involved in religion are free. They all of them have anger. All of them are jealous. They have fear. They have resentment. They have no peace because God is not in that at all. It's man-made, which is of the devil.
Yes.
You have never met a religious person with perfect peace.
Yeah.
They got all the words, but the words are just words. They're just intellect. And they have not one religious person on the planet have a relationship with God.
Yeah, my dad got me into some, he's into something right now called Gnosties or.
Nasty?
It's some kind of. Nasty.
Oh, Gnosty. Is that a proper way of saying nasty?
Gnosty, no, Gnosti.
Oh,
but
Gnosticism.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a young lady call me yesterday about that.
Yeah, I don't know what's. Yeah, my dad.
It sounds like another religion.
Yeah, I know. That's why I need some clarification. Yeah, my dad was really getting into me about that, but it was making me. But the funny thing is, I wasn't believing it. It was making me realize more. That's why I'm calling you, because it's making me. I'm understanding more about what you're talking about. It's making a lot more sense what you mean and everything. But I don't know. My dad though is just really into that right now. But it's actually making. It's just funny. It's how it works.
Amazing. Yeah, don't fight with him about it. Don't try to prove anything to him.
No.
And you just stay on the straight and narrow path. You stay with what's right, and you'll be fine.
All right, Jesse. All right, thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate
man.
It.
Good to hear from you, All Lucas. Right.
Same. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. I can't believe this hour. What happened with this hour, Hake?
I don't even know.
Let me take a quick break. The hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. Back in a moment, folks.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
all kinds of mess going on in this here old world. The IDF says their photo of the Israeli soldier smash and the Jesus statue is real. And Netanyahu, of course, as we mentioned yesterday, condemned the soldier who smashed the Jesus statue in Lebanon. And that Labor Secretary I mentioned, Lori Chavez de Remer, is leaving the Trump cabinet. And Keith Sonderling taking over, according to Ground News. And Amnesty International warns that predator leaders are seeking to impose a new world order rather than following the 80-year-built world order that they want, which is evil. Projection much? And Apple CEO, you may have heard, Tim Cook is stepping down after, what, 10 years of building a multi-trillion dollar company of Apple? And John Ternus, T-E-R-N-U-S, taking over. Nice. Okay, so some serious mess going on in this here old world. The Onion I mentioned is has reached a new deal to take over Alex Jones' InfoWars. That would sounds like injustice, which would be about right for the world, right? And Mike Davis, speaking of injustice, says that California's highest court, according to Revolver News, is disgracing itself by upholding the disbarment of the great, perhaps, John Eastman, who wrote a memo for Trump talking about the 2020 election in ways that it may be held as not on the up and up, perhaps. Anyway, the Israeli Defense Forces, according to Ground News, this is the end of hour two of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, the 21st of April, AD 2026. It's one line open. Hang tight, callers and super chatters. We saw more super chats come in. We will get to you. Is the plan in this third and final hour coming up? After that, the Hake Report, then American Anchor Baby. Very nice. Punchy TV is supposed to be tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday. So cool. Anyway, they confirmed the IDF Monday that an image shared Sunday by Palestinian activist Yunus Tirawi showing a soldier smashed a statue of Jesus Christ in the face in the southern Lebanese village of Debel is an authentic photograph. Incident occurred in the Christian village of Debel with D-E-B-E-L, D-E-B-E-L, with the Bint Jabil district, pardon my butchering of the name, amid a fragile 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah after Israel reported killing 150 Hezbollah operatives in the region. Foreign Minister Gideon Saar, S-A-A-R, condemned the act as shameful and disgraceful. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, he demanded swift, severe, and public consequences. Ugh. And the military vowed to restore the statue to its place. Interesting. Anyway, local priest Fadi Falfel described the act as a desecration of our holy symbols, fueling criticism that Israel discriminates against Christians. And police blocked a clergy last month, as you know, from a Palm Sunday service at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, but it was for security, you know, safety, maybe. Amid the broader conflict, nearly 2,300 people have been killed, over a million displaced in Lebanon, with observers arguing that religious site incidents undermine Israel's stated justification of defending Judeo-Christian values in the Middle East. Well, whatever. Anyway, let me tell you a little bit about this gal, Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer, leaving the Trump cabinet. She resigned on Monday to join the private sector. Deputy Labor Secretary Keith Sonderling assuming active duties. Ongoing Inspector General probes into alleged professional misconduct, including an extramarital affair and misuse of government funds. All alleged, nothing proven, I guess, prompted her departure. And investigators uncovered personal messages sent to staff by that gal and family members. Said that maybe she was drinking on the job or something like that. It's horrible. Anyway, who cares? Satirical news site The Onion has reached an agreement to take over Alex Jones' InfoWars company. And what a mess. Maybe it'll help him repay that billion. I'm James Hake, JLP. Hour 3.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, for those who want to wake up, my biblical question, do you have humility? What is it? Look at Christ washing that white man's feet. Now, if Christ was black, would he be washing a white man's feet, foot? What the? Why that white man's foot? I'm looking at the video here. Do you have humility? What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and still listen anywhere in the world on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Tuesday. Some of you know I was born and raised in Sweet Home, Alabama. And I was born and raised at a time when country music was country music. And that's why every Tuesday, in order to remember and not forget, we bring back Country and Western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. Our spiritual battle. When will you stop doing as the world is doing? When will you be in the world but not of the world? When will you lay your weapons down and leave the battlefield and stop fighting? You never and never, yeehaw, never gonna win. as long as you're fighting. And this, I promise you, this is not just something I'm saying. You black. As long as you're fighting out there on the battlefield and fighting the battlefield within yourself, you're never going to win. If you notice, nobody wins fighting. No one wins. Physical fighting, one another being mad at one another, having wars or arguing over religion and politics and fighting with your wife or your husband, ladies, or whatever. Nobody wins. Fighting so-called racism and the Jewism and the whiteism and the Allahabadism. Nobody wins. The world gone crazy. So-called fighting the faith. That's so dumb. Oh, you know that? Who say I'm fighting the faith? What now? You know you got to be crazy. You are an really a false illusion of a battlefield. Fighting the faith. What the? You know you're out of your mind. When will you lay your weapons down? The spirit of truth says, if you want to win, you got to stop fighting. Fighting with the dark, evil spirits in yourself. You hear people say, Jesse, I do the silent prayer, but it's so hard. It's so hard. They are fighting with the thoughts rather than watching the thoughts. They'll fight. I'm like, no, don't fight them. Observe them. Lay your weapon down and let the spirit of truth. The truth will come in and fight for you. And in the dark imagination and out there in the world too. Ain't no such thing as defending the faith. Stop being so dumb. How you gonna defend a faith? That's what you may say, how you defend it. Somebody tell me how you defend a faith. Those are just words, illusions. Do you know? All of your fights are just illusions. There is, in reality, there's nothing to fight for. Hey, come here for a minute, Hank. Hank is white, and he's one of the experts here, the host of the Hank Report. And he's an expert here. He's white, and he remember all things except the truth.
Whatever.
Oh, he said whatever. Hey, what does it mean defending the faith? That's what you mean. What are you defending? I don't see it. You heard the Christians say they're defending the faith.
Right.
What does that mean? What is it that they're defending?
I think what's happened is they took something from the Bible and misapplied it. You know, because the Bible says always be ready to give a defense for the hope that you have.
Who said that?
Probably Paul. I like Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Shout out. He's a real one. People say he's fake.
No, he's real. He just seems to be off by some stuff.
Right. Or the interpretation of him is off.
But how do they defend the faith? Right. How do they defend the faith? Where is it? Where's the faith?
Are you blocking for the faith?
I'm looking for the faith. Where is it that they're defending? Ain't nothing there.
Nice.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. You make an interesting point.
I'm saying, that's just a word they say, which is an illusion. I'm defending the faith. What is it for what? When I heard, you know, a couple of people asked me about that religion, nasty.
Yes.
I literally thought they were saying nasty, but they were white. So they were saying nasty. You know how white people say, oh, you're so nasty. And black people say, you're so nasty. So I thought they were saying nasty, but in a white way. Instead of, you're so nasty.
All this time, I thought it was chomping at the bit, but it's actually champing at the bit See? But maybe the English people say chomping.
That's why I thought when they were asking me about this other religion,
yeah.
There are so many religions now that so many people ask me about all these different religions. I'm like, I didn't even know there was that. I thought the only thing there were Baptists and Christians. And then I found out, although Abba religion exists,
yeah.
Then I found out, I don't know if they call it religion or not, but the fat guy.
Buddhism.
Buddha exists. And then, but I didn't know anything but Baptist and Christian. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
But so I thought when they asked me about nasty, I thought they were just being, oh, you're so nasty. I'm like, nasty? But anyway, there's no faith to defend. Do you know there's nothing to defend? It's all an illusion? Think about that. He's thinking.
I am thinking.
There's nothing to defend. It's all an illusion. Think about that.
All right.
Is there anything to defend that's real?
Oh, that's real? Beats me. Jesus did say it's done. It's finished.
Can you name me one real thing, real person, a real situation that you need to defend?
Not really.
How about you, Anchor Baby?
You can suck me into an argument that I will get defensive, though.
Anchor Baby, is there anything that's real and you need to defend it?
Like, I can't think of anything right now, but like, it's definitely not a faith, you know?
Anything real.
Like, if you ask me, like, if I agree with you, like, I'll tell you, like, for sure it's not this faith stuff. If I just use their words, they're talking about defending knowledge or something, like defending a fact or defending wrong teachings about it. But if I believe, if I'm, like, believing something, if I believe it and it's correct, what does it matter if someone else does it? Like, it just doesn't make sense to defend any of that, to defend facts and...
Are you able to tell me anything that's real that need defending?
I can't think of anything.
Isn't that amazing? But yeah, people fight. They're fighting over the illusion. It's not even real. Derek said, living in the faith. What does that mean, living in the faith?
Living the faith.
What does that mean?
Being a living example.
Of what?
The faith.
What is the faith?
Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I don't know. I'm putting words in his mouth now.
They had all these words, and Christ said to overcome words. Overcome words. He said to know. He didn't say to word it. It's just a word.
An example of defending the faith, correcting wrong teachings, preserving traditions, keeping the apostolic succession.
Ain't no such thing. That's all illusion. Another illusion. It's not even real. But it's a bunch of words. In Virginia, Hake, Fox News is reporting, Virginians are headed to the poll on Tuesday to vote on congressional redistricting. Watch this from WTVR.
Any confusion about how to vote? No. We're voting no.
Canvassing the Commonwealth in the final hours till Tuesday's special election.
This Tuesday, we will set an example for the rest of the country once again.
Both sides say the stakes are high as Virginia voters head to the polls to consider a ballot measure that would allow the Democratic-controlled General Assembly to temporarily redraw the state's congressional districts ahead of November's midterm election.
We all across Virginia and certainly all across the country recognize that in order to hold an unaccountable president accountable, you need to have the majority in the halls of Congress.
The current congressional map favors Democrats 6-5, while the proposed map favors them 10-1. According to the Virginia Public Access Project, nearly 1.4 million people have already cast ballots in early voting.
Republicans don't want fair elections. They want Republicans to win.
Rallies are being held across Virginia while Democratic and Republican leaders make last-minute pleas. Democratic leaders say the new maps are only temporary and necessary to counter gerrymandering efforts in other states like Texas and North Carolina.
People are paying attention. They're fired up. They're anxious to come out and send a message to not only to Donald Trump, but to the rest of the country that Virginia does know how to stand up to folks who overreach.
Everybody trying to win, and everybody always lose. You're never going to win. You're never going to win. Neither side will win. What do you say?
That's
that
a lady, mess.
That female was the governor of Virginia.
Yeah, how embarrassing. She's like bouncing and being like everybody's mama.
Is that Governor Newsom's wife?
Looks like Tim Walz's wife almost.
Sure did.
In her body language.
It looked like, sure did in her language. This is, when will you be in the world but not of it? When will you stop getting your clues from the world? NBC News, a gunman, and I'm showing you these things that are happening in the world. You won't even walk away from it. And you see this is hell on earth inside of human beings. You're looking at hell. You're like, I'm scared to go to hell. You're already in hell in your own mind, in your intellect, and in the world too. NBC News, a gunman opened fire at a famous archaeological site. Watch this from NBC News.
Gunshots ringing out at a busy tourist site near Mexico City.
Yeah, get out of there.
People running frantically and jumping off the Teotihuacan pyramids. As a barrage of bullets rained down.
Now he's climbing up.
Witnesses filming a man seen here pacing atop a pyramid, appearing to hold a gun.
Oh, they're shooting at him.
The shooter fired multiple times, investigators say, yeah, killing a Canadian woman before turning the gun on himself. Six other people were injured. Authorities say they recovered a gun, bladed weapon, and live cartridges at the scene. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum saying the attack deeply pains us, promising a thorough investigation. Officials say the popular tourism hotspot, visited by more than a million people every year, is now secure after a terrifying and deadly afternoon. Priscilla Thompson, NBC News.
We thank you for watching, and remember, stay updated on breaking news and top stories.
Well, I need that. What the? The world gone crazy. And you're part of it, and you won't leave the world. I mean, you walk away from it in your mind and anywhere. What do you say to that?
I read about this in the new Hague News at the end of hour one, I think. This was on the anniversary of the Columbine 1999 school shooting in Colorado. And this guy had, according to report, an AI image of himself alongside those two trench coat mafia shooters. And he was inspired by Hitler and those two guys.
Wow. You've been to the pyramid before?
I've never been. I don't disclose whether I've been to Mexico, but I've never been to Mexico.
I've been to the pyramid.
Wow.
Thank you.
In Mexico?
I travel the world, brother. I travel the world, brother. Remember that song?
I've been everywhere, man.
Yeah, I've been everywhere, man. Yes, I visited that before.
So that was on top of the Pyramid of the Moon that he did that.
I never imagined that someone would be shooting at the pyramid.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
That's not the hood.
It's not like it's a school or any
right.
other place.
I never imagined that could happen.
Yeah.
But this is hell on earth. I recognize this as hell on earth now inside a human being. I used to wonder, where's hell? I know there's a location down below, they say. But it's in human beings. Just like the kingdom is in human beings. Hell is in the mind of human beings, the thoughts and emotions. And you push emotions like not knowing you're pushing hell. Be kind. Be nice. Be loving. One last one I want to show you. Then we get you some calls. What you asked me, Nate?
So does that mean we have God and the devil in us, like sometimes I hear songs say?
Yes. The kingdom of heaven is in your heart. The devil is in your mind. And the Spirit of God is above that. Devil is lower level in hell. And you're thinking and emotions. Emotional human beings are evil human beings. Whether they are so-called good emotion or bad emotion, they are both evil. They're imposters. Remember we reported on this story out of Louisiana where this guy, Shamar Elkins, shot and killed 8 young children. And according to the report, most of them were his. Well, there's a little follow-up on that from ABC News. Watch this. This is an update on it. Go to clip 21.4. You don't have that? Oh, okay. Okay, get that right and let me know and I'll come back to it. In the meantime, let me go to Brady. I do want to play that, but let me know when you guys have it ready. Let me go to Brady out of Arizona. Brady, you are on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Jesse. You were talking about Ozempic, the drug that everybody uses for weight loss. And I wanted to give you a little info.
Oh, yeah, Ozempic, okay.
Also, Wegovy is one of them also, but did you
I
know
don't know
that
if I mentioned, I was talking about psychedelic drugs. I didn't mention Zoempic.
You were talking about, I think Hank brought it up or someone.
Did
but
you
anyways,
it
I wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, Hank brought it up. Go ahead, Brady.
A lot of these drugs that you see out there today, they're derived from venoms, and just like Ozempic, it's the name of the, they call it semaglutide. That's Ozempic. And it's derived from a venom from out here in Arizona and Mexico where I'm at right now. It's the Gila monster. And that's where Xcendin-4 is from. So when you take Ozempic, you are taking Gila monster venom. It's synthesized. And the reason why it works is it fools your brain thinking that your gut is full with food, and it fools your brain into you don't want to eat then. The Gila monster out here in Arizona only eats 5 to 7 times a year, and that's why scientists use venom in that drug today.
Hey, you mentioned in that drug, that Ozempic thing, your news item.
I had.
And what is it? So you understand what Brady said about it?
I didn't know that it had anything to do with the Gila monster, but I know that it's supposed to suppress your appetite, make you feel like you're not hungry or something like that.
What's a Gila monster?
It's a type of lizard, actually.
Oh, that's the kind of drink that people drink to get exercise when they want to feel some energy?
No, they want to lose weight.
Oh, not like a monster drink, y'all have.
No. Different from monster energy drinks. No endorsement nor opposition implied.
Right. No, I'm just asking.
Info may be false.
Oh, I appreciate that, Brady. I wasn't aware of that. I have heard about the Ozempic thing. You see it in TV commercials now a lot. And I appreciate that, man. I didn't know that.
You know, one thing before I go to, you were talking about, you know, if you go back to the early Christians, and when, you know, Moses came out in the morning and he said, go enjoy my flock of people, the manna, go enjoy the manna, enjoy your day. And what he was talking about were mushrooms. The early Christians, they loved to eat mushrooms.
No, Brady.
Christians. Yes, they did. I seen the pictures. They got mushrooms around their head, Jesse.
And Moses Day, you say?
Moses did, yeah. He said, enjoy the manna, my flock of people.
You say Moses was pushing drugs.
Moses liked mushrooms just as much as he liked looking at. He loved the moon, and he loved mushrooms.
Well, you said, hey.
He's making stuff up or repeating some lie because manna was bred from heaven.
What, not according to Moses or no. Joe Rogan.
No, Moses didn't say that it was mushrooms or drugs, and Joe Rogan is not necessarily a reliable source any more than Hake is.
Thank you, Brady.
He's my competitor. I'd appreciate you not mentioning my competitors.
Thank you, Brady. I appreciate it.
Anytime, you guys are out in Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
Anytime that you want to go on a Sunday morning and eat the mushrooms with me, Jesse, it's on me, brother.
All right. I will remember that. Thank you.
Right on.
Bye. Amazing. We had a soundbite ready from NBC News where Shamar Elkson was accused of killing 8 young children, most of them his own, on Sunday. Watch this.
Tonight, new details on gunman Shamar Elkins, who shot and killed 7 of his children and their cousin.
So he may have shot them all.
The shooter's brother-in-law, Troy Brown, shocked, telling NBC News 31-year-old Elkins recently sought mental health treatment through Veterans Affairs.
He stayed there a week and a half. He came home. He was happy.
Elkins left the Louisiana Army National Guard in 2020 after they say he served for 7 years as a private.
He loved his kids. He loved his wife. I just don't know what happened. You never know what a person's going through.
The horrific act of violence happened inside this home early Sunday. The kids, all between 3 and 11 years old.
And just here in the last hour or so, I talked to the father of the one child that was not Elkins' child, a 10-year-old boy. Here's what the father had to tell me.
I'm never going to get to throw the football with him again. I'm never going to get to hear him say, Daddy, can I get this bag of chips? I'm never going to get to hear my nieces say, Gunkle, can I get a Nana? Gunkle, you going to work? Gunkle, are you okay? I'm never going to hear that again.
Troy Brown's wife and daughter were the two who escaped. They were injured jumping off the roof to get away. They're being treated at the hospital, and they are expected to survive their injuries.
Amazing. Why are you laughing, Hank?
You started laughing first. I started laughing because you were laughing. I wouldn't laugh at such things. That's sad.
I would laugh because I wonder, how come whenever somebody die or something like this happened, the first thing the people that left behind said, I'm never going to hear them say, Daddy. I'm never going to hear them say, Uncle. I'm never going to hear them go to a prom. That's so selfish.
Indeed.
It's all about them. It's not even about the people that is dead. It's about what? I'm never going to hear them say, Uncle, I'm a Nana. I hear everybody say that, men and women. They're not even thinking about the death of the children. It's about what they're going to miss.
Terrible.
And so they're not even crying over the children. They're crying over what they're going to miss, pretending that it's about the children.
It's true.
I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to have this. I'm not going to see my child get married. I hear women say that. I'm not going to be able to walk down the aisle with my child.
Emotions are liars.
All the time. The treasure chest is now open on Peel.net.
Scratch-offs.
I mean, scratch-off and now open on Peel.
We can call it the treasure chest, but it's not nice.
I'll be right back to your phone calls and super chats. the father. Okay, welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And then at 11, the American Anchor Baby, from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And check out Punchy.TV with Bill. Punchy.tv, PUNCHIE.TV. Check it out. You can podcast it. And last but not least for now, thank you for your support. You're helping us to help others. I appreciate that. Your donations, your super chats. And you're helping us to update, upgrade the equipment around this. And Lord, no, we need it. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Scan the QR code if you like to support BOND. The QR code. I think that's it. I forgot. Oh, the merch. It's on sale. And April is going by really fast. 30% off. The merch. All right, 30% off. So when you order the merch, use the code JLP30. Put that in the checkout. That way you make sure you get it. JLP30, 30% off all merch except the coffee and the books. Let me go to Australia and talk to a first-time caller, Philip. Philip. You are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Philip.
I've been watching you for ages, and I've seen you on so many other things. Two things I wanted to talk about. You talked about humility and then the race issue as well.
Do you have humility? What is it? Do you have humility? That's the biblical question. Do you have humility? What is it?
I think I kind of have it now, but the reason why I can understand it pretty good is because I cleaned up a whole room in the church, like all sorts of stuff in it. They wanted to use it for a prayer room, and I spent 2 hours cleaning it. Nobody thanked me and nothing, and I was really upset about it. This is before I changed, you know, to a more humble person. And then I would do things, whatever, and in the church, and I wasn't happy to do anything unless people could see me doing it or thank me for doing it. And it was all a pride issue, you know. And yeah, I think God touched my heart. Well, God did touch my heart, you know. And then, so now if I do something, I try to do it humbly. Some things I do in secret. God's really blessed me and humbled me in that way, which has been a blessing. And I've had the opportunity to see other people do things, and they only do it for the thanks and, you know, the praise of other people, whatever. And that's what I was like. So I'm very blessed in that way that if I do something now, I'm not doing it for me. I'm doing it for someone else, and I'm or doing it for the church, or doing it for God, and I don't need to benefit from those things. I want other people to benefit.
Well, I appreciate and you so, responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that. You had another question about race, you say?
Yeah, because, see, my church that I moved suburbs, so I can't go to my other church that I used to go to. And it's so much easier for me to go to the church that I go to. And there's a mix of people from all over Africa in my church, but mostly Sudanese immigrants. There's only two white people in my church.
Are you and, white?
Yeah, I'm white. And then,
so there's only
the other
you and one other white person at your church?
Yeah, there's about 60 of us. And I don't know. I don't really think about race myself, but the thing is, when you watch all these American stuff online and stuff like that, it's always about race so much. But I know the kids, whatever, in my church, they've got white friends, Asian friends, everything like that. You know, so, I mean, I remember being at the train station just a little while ago. There was an Asian kid, an African kid, and a couple of white kids, and they're just laughing and chatting together. I'm not saying there's no race issues in Australia, but I don't think it's as prominent as it is in your country, because we're a small country, plus we're only been around for a certain amount of time, whatever, and we're multicultural. Everybody comes from everywhere here. So, but there is some race issues when it comes to Aboriginal people. I think they get a lot of flack. I think they get mistreated in some way. But, yeah, the race issue blows my mind because, and like I remember hearing you say, well, then don't talk about it. I think that's what you said.
Because you know, it doesn't exist. No such thing as racism.
Yeah, and, well, the thing is, I love my church. I'm very blessed, you know, and it's just a really beautiful place to be. I mean, I don't care what color they are, really. I don't care what color I am either. But the thing is with my church, I wish people could experience that more because my church, it's about people being people.
Yeah.
And about personalities. And if I don't like someone so much, it's not because of their skin. It's because of the way they treat people.
Right.
So, you know, absolutely. The way it is.
Yeah. And, no such thing as racism, Philip. It's in our country, in America, it's not true. It's a lie. But people push this false idea of racism because they want power. They want to control you. They want money. And that's all the reason that they're pushing this idea of racism. It's not real. No such thing as racism.
And see, the thing is, I see a lot of other stuff online in America, and people of all different races are mixing together. They're all having good times. And that's like the majority, I guess, of everything. It's just like this little tiny corner that I guess maybe the Democrats or the woke media are trying to push some race thing on people, you know. So, I just think, you know, just love people for loving people. And I mean,
I'm told that Morgan Freeman said, stop talking about it, apparently. And Morgan
Freeman said that, not me. Yes.
I know that all black people look alike, but no, that wasn't me.
And
so let me ask you something, Philip. You're in Australia, right?
Yeah, Melbourne, Victoria.
Are you a flat earther?
Oh God, no.
So is Australia located below the Earth?
Well, we're stuck somewhere on the Earth. I don't believe in a flat Earth. I mean, to be honest, if it was a flat Earth, don't you think somebody would have traveled to the end and looked over the side?
I rest my case. Absolutely.
I mean, I could take a boat trip there.
Huh?
But I would definitely take a boat trip to the end of the Earth and look over the side and see what's there.
I would, too. I would love to go to the end and look over.
And I think It's true, because with Morgan Freeman saying don't talk about it, because if you talk about it, you beef it up and you make it an issue when it's not really an issue so much.
Yeah, it doesn't even. I got to run. Philip, call me again. I appreciate it.
And thank you so much for your informative stuff that you do. You're awesome.
Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Amazing.
All right. Bye.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller. Why Hate is coming in. Leandro, out of first-time call out of Pennsylvania. Leandro, you are
yes,
on
sir.
The air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, Leandro.
Sir, it's definitely an honor. I've been listening to your show for years, and I've been trying to get a lot of my friends and family to listen to it as well. But, you know, coming from Philly, everyone's too far gone. But I definitely appreciate everything that you do.
You're welcome. Well, only a few, as Christ said, only a few will find the truth. Most people
yes,
won't.
Sir.
Most people go by the wayside.
That's absolutely true. Me, I grew up in the hood, and I always said that this is not my life.
Yeah.
I've managed to travel to a lot of places and purchase my own home now and have a career. So I'm
right
definitely
on.
Blessed.
And you're
definitely
black?
Definitely blessed. Yes, you know it.
He black.
He black. But, man, I appreciate you.
Right
so
on.
I go around work all day just saying a bunch of your sayings. He black. What a mess. Everyone loves it.
Thank you, man. You stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
Right on. Thank all you, right. Leander.
All right.
Amazing. Bye now. See? Black people waking up. There are some blacks who are waking up. Those who want to wake up are waking up. Most would never wake up. The spirit of truth told you that. Only a few will get on that straight and narrow path and stay there. What do you say, hey? The end of the earth is what?
The end of the earth is the Antarctic ice walls, okay? So you can't just go off the edge. And you're not allowed to go there, hardly, they say.
But
the flat earthers say.
But so that if you go there and you can get past the ice thing, do you fall off?
They say that there may be other worlds. Some have said that there may be other worlds beyond the ice walls.
But those are saying DEI people who went to the moon and said that?
Probably.
All right. Let me go quick to Mike out of California. Then I will... This is for Super Chats and the other callers. Mike, you are on the air.
Uncle Jesse, good morning, sir. I'll be really quick.
All
I just
right.
have two quick questions.
Okay.
What does the Great White Hope have to say today?
Let me find out. The Great White Hope.
I don't frankly have time for total political correctness, and this country doesn't have time either.
Amazing.
Amazing. Making, my second.
Making America great again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My second question is, what does Little Punchy have to say today? Your Jesse doll. That talks, you know. I think people forget about that.
I forgot about it. Where is it?
He's right there. He's on your horse.
What does Little Punchy have to say today?
It talks?
Yeah. I can't move the horse. I can't take him from the horse. Next time I will. I forgot he talks.
It's
man.
Only 10 minutes left if you want to.
Huh?
It's only 10 minutes left, but it
come
might
help me.
It might not have audio anymore. The battery.
Oh, the battery may be dead. Mike, I forgot about Punchy Talks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I appreciate you reminding me. Hey, you can check it out
you
now.
You got to make him let go of the harness. Nice. There you go. It's got tactile
hold
fingers.
On.
It's a pretty cool doll.
All right.
Oh, no. Hake says he thinks he broke
it. The battery is dead, or Hake just broke it. But I'll check it out, Mike. We'll get it ready so next time Punchy can say something.
That's a DEI Punchy right there.
That's for sure.
Have a good one, y'all.
You too, man. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Super, super.
Nice.
Super chat.
Over on... Cash App. Cornerstone Media says, the great black hope.
Thank you. Amazing.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you very much.
Brian R. on YouTube. Spell Chicago. Chicken in the car. Car won't go.
That's right. That's how you spell Chicago.
Really?
Chicken in the car and the car won't go. And then Mississippi, yeah, my crooked letter, I humpback, humpback, I. Amazing. Thank you.
Pardon
you
me.
Didn't know Chicago was spelled that way?
I had never heard that. Cloudbox.
That's what I thought. Another reason I thought when they were asking me about that religion,
mm-hmm.
they were just speaking proper when I, you know, black people say it a different way. But go ahead.
Nice. Cloud Bops, would you rather marry a liberal or illegal woman?
They're both the same. Neither. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony L., cool sunglasses sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
No Mo Thoughts, answering the biblical question.
Do you have humility? What is it?
Answering in reverse order. Humility is a spirit that hides its nature, pretending to be a positive personality trait of me. And yes, I have it. Says No Mo Thoughts.
Amazing. Thank you. And I put my two cents in on Sunday.
And it's interesting how the father in Shreveport shot all the victims in the head. The area of the body where evil resides. Emoji. Half-breed. Referring to Jesse. Do you think that these children were united with their earthly father in heaven after this heinous act?
I have no idea. I hadn't thought about that. And that's an amazing question. Thank you. I have no idea.
Okay. Walking Roscoe says the best reason to avoid going to funerals in the future, I'm not wanting to feed the ego.
Repeat that.
The best reason to avoid going to funerals in the future, I'm not wanting to feed the ego.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lucas Dukas, you have no other choice but to love or you suffer. You can love as easy as you can breathe. P.S., I'm also looking for the faith, Jesse. Winky face.
Looking for the faith. Protecting the faith. What the? Thank you.
Gregatron, Jesse, I just got my taxes. Jesse, you're getting paid by the white man, the black man, the Jew man to talk and spread this mess, LOL. You're getting paid by everybody. Dollar sign emojis.
And you can send all payments to Bond, P.O. Box 35090. L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Make your check or money order out to Bond or go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Thank you.
Nikki, biblical question.
Do you have humility? What is it?
Maybe humility is powerful and beautiful. It opens the door for truth to enter the heart.
Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
And John W., biblical question.
Do you have humility? What is it?
Humility is to know oneself.
Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Brian R. Hake with the good hair. No hair is good. Is defending Moses' faith. Scrunch face laughing. Emoji. That guy loved his kids. There's a thin line between love and hate. I walk the line.
There's a thin line.
It's interesting hearing from the brother-in-law and the uncle.
Sure was. Between love and hate. First you love me, then you hate me. There's a thin line. You heard that song, Anchor Baby?
Somewhere deep.
Between love and hate. Soul. Thank you. And it was interesting. Because normally they have the women up there responding.
Yeah.
And finally... It's happened right in front of your face. They have men responding. Thank you.
Anthony L., big smile, mouth agape, sticker.
Thank you, Anthony L.
AKP, equipment, computer monitor emoji.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Very nice. And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe, unless I'm missing something on Rumble, that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Did you hear about this woman, hey, accused of... attacking the post office lady?
Oh, no.
Watch this from NBC6. In the third hour, Nick. Clip 26.5. First you love me, This woman was
from
a Jew.
Oregon?
Huh?
NBC
not teen takeovers, right?
No, no, no. Attacking the U.S. postal worker in Miami.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Watch this. NBC News.
Attacked while on the job. You see some of the video. Police say that's what happened to a postal worker who was caught a racial slur as she was delivering the mail, then sprayed with water and nearly run over multiple times.
Police say Lourdes Portugues is now behind bars and charged with this violent attack.
Lourdes Portugues, who is now in jail on two counts of aggravated assault. Police say the 34-year-old attacked a postal worker delivering mail to her home and called her a racial slur.
She had no reason to be mad at this mail carrier. She was just doing her job.
Tuesday afternoon, police say a black postal worker was delivering mail to Portuguese's home on Northwest 18th Place in Miami when the suspect's son approached the victim to get the mail. That's when the suspect allegedly yelled at the child, saying, quote, "We don't talk to N-words." The police report states the victim said she was just trying to do her job when Portuguese then grabbed a water hose and sprayed the victim. Police say the postal worker ran in fear for her life and called 911, but things got worse.
And she gets into her vehicle. She tries to run over the mail carrier, not once, not twice, but three times.
Investigators say Portuguese then threatened to shoot her.
As we're getting to the scene, she tells the mail carrier, "I'm going to go into my house. I'm going to grab my gun and I'm going to shoot you."
Police say the victim wasn't hurt. Surveillance video shows officers on scene. Witnesses say Portuguese kicked and screamed as she was arrested, but say they're not surprised by what happened. Portuguese was arrested last year for battery and in 2024 on drug charges.
Portuguese is dead, if this is true. Wow. I wonder, I'm just asking. I don't know. I have no idea. Was she taking psychedelic? You think, hey?
That's what I was wondering.
Pork and cheese is shit, according to the report. Mark out of Florida, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, Mark.
Awesome. So I'll try to, I've been trying to, you know, do the silent prayer and everything and follow my thoughts. And I think, hate to say that. I think at times I get upset because I'm getting upset, or I get agitated or angry because I'm getting angry. And then, like, so I'm trying to figure, is that, so I should just chill out and observe that I was frustrated.
100%, and don't call it you. It's not you.
Okay,
at all.
Thank God. Okay, it was hard to separate it because I'm on the job, and then the job's not going well. Something weird happened and unusual, and so for example, like one day something almost fell on my head, and it was a heavy piece of metal, and so I cursed. And then I was like, well, it would make sense for you to react. It would make sense for me to react to the situation. But then I'm trying not to react. Does that make sense?
I do. It does. But stop trying to make anything happen like that. You just be aware of what's happening and don't call it you. Don't identify with it. And then the spirit of truth is separating the real you from it. It's not happening to you.
How would you not be upset if the job's not going
if you're about to have a piece of metal drop in your head, I'd cuss too. I'll be like, what right now?
I know.
But
I let it go for a second. It was weird because I numbed up because at first I started to judge myself and then I was like, no, you could have gotten hit.
Right. Absolutely, man. And I want you to know, there is no self to judge. That's the illusionary self, the devil telling you to judge you. So when that happens, don't do it. But if you do it, just realize that was just another thought. Let it pass and you're fine. Bring your thoughts back to where you are, you'll be fine.
Okay. I'm going to follow that, and I think I'm going to set up a counseling with you, too, and you'll kind of remember who I am.
Okay.
And but I see what you're saying. It came to me a couple weeks ago or something.
Yeah.
That there was there's a difference.
It is.
It's not. Yeah, because it's like 50 years on this earth. It's developed a false me.
100%. Every human being is living in an illusion until they start to wake up and see that illusion.
And that illusion seems like it's right.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like it's bad, it's wicked, and it seems like it's right or clean yeah.
That's why.
Okay, I'm on the right.
Yeah, you're on the right track. It's working. You stay with it. And the mind cannot understand the things of God. It cannot understand the truth. So never try to recognize it. Rationalize it. You can't.
Right. I think I kind of got you on that.
Yeah.
That's what I spent years trying to do in and out of church and with the Bible, trying to figure it out. And then what I did figure it out was that theology doesn't work. It's made up by man. Theology is a word.
Yes, it's just a word.
And even the word is like, theology is a study of the Bible, or they'll say theology is a study of God. Well, they can't even agree on that.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
That is so true. Hey, Mark, I'm running out of time. We're going to cut us off in a minute. Call me again.
Okay.
You stay with me, but if you need counseling, you know how to get to it.
Okay, awesome. I'll give you a call.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, you too. I am out of time. Thank you for your support. The Hate Report is coming now. Then the American Incubator. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Judas Silent Prayer. Be still and know. RevealingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. Silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces, like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse, and so I want to thank you so much, and ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. So thank you so much.